Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, let's take a look at grains and oil seeds here so far on this Tuesday. Really just feels like more follow-through selling, combination of the China economic woes. You throw in the rain coverage we've seen across the Corn Belt the last 2 days. It really just feels like all of that kind of combining to give us some more downside pressure today. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to sum it up overall. There's still a lot of concerns about China. China basically trying to kind of avoid buying U.S. where they can, although they have been buying corn and soybeans, but they're still trying to get it from other sources where they have an opportunity to do so. And concerns about their economic data being supported, maybe that demand is going to be slumping in the weeks and months ahead, weighing on these markets. The rains and the cooler weather in the Midwest overall not giving anything to for the bulls to rally around to counter the bearish sentiment currently among the funds. Those rains are certainly beneficial where they're falling, particularly for soybean crop, which has the opportunity to benefit more than the corn crop for late rains. But the cooler weather and moisture will benefit or reduce the losses on the corn as well. We should point out that still a lot of areas missing out on those rains, a lot of areas still very dry, but at least benefiting from the more moderate temperatures going forward. Big question is on the national crops. Soybeans still are in a position where the bad is outweighed by the good, and we could still end up either side of trend line. Corn, it looks like we're going to be below trend line for the year on the corn yield. That's the way it looks right now. The only question is how far, and right now the market's not too worried about that ahead of next week's big crop tour in the Midwest.
And I think that big crop tour is going to be telling coming up next week. You and I were talking off the air. It was surprising to see the Iowa good to excellent condition ratings go down as much as they did, I think 7 and 8 points respectively on quarter beans. Yet the national ratings only came down one. I think it's going to be very interesting as we start to get some more boots on the ground here the next couple of weeks to see just what we have out in the fields across much of the Corn Belt.
You're exactly right. When we look at the crop ratings overall, I think the expectation was that the national numbers would be down more than what they were. But overall, we're looking at some very good crops out there and some very poor crops, depending on where you're at. And that's not unusual. The question is how they offset one another. And I think Iowa is going to be one of those pivotal states that's going to kind of determine how the good and the bad outweigh which has the more leverage on both the corn and the soybean crops this year. So as we look to next week's tour, we'll be looking at ear health for the corn crop, length of ears, the girth of the ears, how well those ears are feeling across the Midwest Ag Belt overall. And then on soybeans, we'll be looking for pod count numbers, how well those pods are filling out to give us some sense yet of what the potential is of these crops.
Arlen, as well, back to the China news. I noticed another announcement yesterday talking about China banning agricultural imports from Australia and New Zealand. That felt like that's rippled through the market a little bit. Now, I know we see cattle trade higher here for the most part today, hogs moving lower, but I wonder about China news and demand on the protein side, what that's going to look like. Maybe just your thoughts with that news and also the protein sector in general today.
Yeah, there's still a lot of questions about that headline about shutting off imports from Australia and New Zealand going to China. It appears that it may have been more of a problem at Chinese customs that kind of temporarily held things up. We don't sense that there's any new problems there to really stifle trade longer term. That would be significant because China has bought a lot of wheat from Australia and they need to take shipment of. So the general feeling is we're probably going to take shipment, but the tensions certainly are rising with what we have around Taiwan. As we had another group of U.S. lawmakers visit Taiwan on Monday of this week, that further angered China. They've extended their military exercises in the waters surrounding Taiwan for another couple of weeks till August 28th. And there's some observers who think now that China is going to continue to have exercises around Taiwan and have troops around Taiwan right up until they actually make a move to, quote-unquote, reunify Taiwan to the mainland at some point in the future.
And that's Comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon on Market Talk, we're broadcasting live from Dakota Fest, but we're going to keep you up to date with what's going on with the market trade. We're going to talk with the team at agmarket.net coming up on the program here this afternoon. Also going to have a conversation with Kirsten Garriott. She is the National Agronomy Leader for LG Seeds. They've announced their product lineup for 2023. We're going to talk to Kirsten coming up on this afternoon's program for Market Talk. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.